From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Europe signals that the days of the preferential trade accord could be numbered. A Trinidad-born businessman is spared Florida's electric chair, but his lawyers plan to push for a retrial. And Britain announces a scheme to put Montserratians on the fast track to special housing. I'm Debbie Ransom, and you're listening to BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean leaders fly to Gabon in West Africa next week for meetings of the African, Caribbean and Pacific grouping. It's the start of a series of ACP European Union sessions in the build-up to negotiations for an accord to replace Lomé 4. However, already signals are being sent from Europe that any post-Lomé agreement will be very different from existing accords and that the days of preferential trade could be coming to an end. Our correspondent Clifford Smith reports from Brussels on proposals for radical change in ACP-European relations put forward today by European Development Commissioner João Pinheiro.
Professor Pinheiro put it this way. The post-colonial period is over, he said, and the relationship of giver and receiver is now out of date. The European Union and the ACP, he said, must have a partnership on a new basis. The Commission paper itself that he introduced uses much more cautious language, but it makes clear its view that the old system of one-way trade preferences in favor of the ACP countries will have to make way, gradually, for something more compatible with the strict free trade rules of the World Trade Organization. It speaks rather vaguely of helping the ACP countries to attract more investment. Perhaps its most positive idea from the ACP point of view is a declaration that those countries ought to be invited in future to cooperate with the European Union in future international negotiations governing trade and economic affairs. Many ACP governments have expressed strong criticism of the way that they feel the WTO arrangements were settled over their heads without their voices being adequately heard. The new Commission paper comes almost on the eve of the ACP summit being held next week in the African city of Libreville, and it's sure to stir up some feeling there. It also seems in marked contrast with the resolution adopted recently by the European Parliament, which called in effect for a continuation of Lomé with more money coming from Europe. The Commission's new paper, on the other hand, seems lukewarm about Lomé as it stands. It says that the wish of the ACP states to keep their group in being must be respected. But it goes on to recommend different treatment on the basis of geography or economic situation and the establishment of economic agreements with various different regions of ACP countries, and even of extending some ACP trade advantages to some non-member countries. This Commission paper is not an official proposal, not yet, but it seems intended to be the basis of proposals for a negotiating mandate sometime in the next few months. For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Clifford Smith in Brussels.
In the US, parity with NAFTA for CBI countries has been thrown off the American congressional agenda. This follows failure by the Republican Party to come up with the necessary majority votes to see its passage through Congress. With a few weeks before Congress goes into recess, it seems as if the issue of CBI parity has fallen by the wayside once more. Roy Asana reports from Washington.
The Republican leadership has decided to pull the proposed CBI enhancement bill after some acrimony and fear that the bill would not have passed through the House, lacking the majority support. CBI parity, which exists in two separate forms in the House and Senate, was to have been finalized by both bodies, but after careful evaluation, the Republican leadership, lacking the votes in the House, decided to pull theirs. Jamaica's ambassador to Washington, Richard Burnell, is intimately familiar with the legislation. I ask him to evaluate the situation.
A judgment was made by the leadership on this issue in Congress that this would not be the best time to put this issue to a vote. They ran into some problems in terms of having the necessary votes to push this through, and there were some elements that were still unconvinced of the merit of this legislation.
So what should be the strategy of both the Caribbean and the Central American countries who are now affected? Ambassador Burnell thinks that it should be twofold policy.
First of all, we have to continue widening the base of support for this legislation, not only in Congress, but also in corporate America. Secondly, we will now have to look very carefully at the present obstacles and devise some means of overcoming them.
With a few weeks before the Congress recesses, it seems clear that CBI parity has suffered a mishap. But whether the mishap leads to debt or paralysis is unclear presently. In Washington, Roy Hanna for BBC Caribbean Report.
In Florida, the death sentence against Trinidad-born British businessman Krishna Maraj has been lifted. His high-profile campaign for a retrial has, however, been turned down. Krishna Maraj, the brother of Trinidad's Attorney General, was convicted for the 1986 murders of Derek and Dwayne Moo Young. Lawyers had hoped that the hearing into the evidence first heard in the original trial would have led to a fresh court case. The BBC's Stephen Sacker reports.
A judge in Dade County, Florida, formally lifted the death sentence imposed on Krishna Maharaj more than 10 years ago. Maharaj's defense lawyer described it as a very positive development. He said his client was